Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Masakita! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from San Juan, Malta. Now, our honoree, along with multiple other residents of San Juan, they'd been pleading with the local city council for months to fix the numerous potholes plaguing the streets, particularly the potholes on and around Bella Vista Road. Well, the potholes, they'd gotten to the point that they were, quote, hazardous. Anyway, like most municipalities, the San Juan City Council, they dragged their feet. So our honoree, he took matters into his own hands. What did he do? He did what, frankly, I believe to be the one thing that cuts through the red tape, demolishes bureaucracy, and gets any city to move with swiftness. He spray-painted penises around each and every single pothole throughout the city of San Juan. The following day, the city council announced that they'd be fixing the potholes soon. It's just that I don't know what it is. If you want to get something done, spray paint a penis on it. I swear to God, it's like no matter where you are in the world, this is the greatest offense you can do. And people that have been dragging their feet for months or years, suddenly they're on it, right?
Yep.
If you said, man, we need a new playground at the elementary school. Yeah, we just spray paint a penis on it. Look, by next school year, you're going to have a new one. It's just how it works. So my man apparently works in Malta, works here in the United States.
You could have traffic as a swastika on the side. You spray paint a penis over it, they'll come in.
Now they're going to get rid of the swastika.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. You spray some hate crime stuff up there. Exactly. They're like, oh, that's so sad. Put a penis around it. The city's got it covered. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch-ola!